The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Let me just tell you about the extraordinary tale of the peculiar prawn picnic that I experienced over the weekend. Friend of a friend, I kind of got dragged along. It was a bit of a gathering. But what was going on down one end of the picnic was this girl, and it was her birthday, or she was at least celebrating her birthday, probably between 35 and 40 years of age. Her man was there, and her best friend was there as well. And what apparently she does every year is treat herself to some shellfish. Mm-hmm. Talking some prawns, some crayfish,
wrong with that.
Some lobster. Well, she loves it. She absolutely loves it. Only problem is that she's allergic to the stuff.
Like bad allergic?
Well, let's just say mid-range allergies to shellfish. Mm-hmm. She can't have it. Now, I was just saying, well, why are you eating that? Don't you get an allergic reaction? She goes, oh, yeah, I'll be getting an allergic reaction all right.
What?
And what she does, each year she treats herself to prawns and all these little things that she can't eat. She had her boyfriend feeding them to her because if she touches them, her fingers start to swell.
You're joking. What is she doing eating this?
She just loves it. She absolutely loves it. And I got talking to her more and she's cramming down prawns and they're monitoring her.
What
and
about
her
like a prawn cracker, like a flavour of a prawn? You know?
I'm not sure how deep the allergy runs, but she just wanted to have this fish, like the prawns and everything. And I didn't believe it. I thought they were playing a prank on me. She said, yeah, you watch. In about 30 minutes' time, I'll swell up like a balloon and then we've got to go to the hospital.
So she's pre-planned that she's leaving the picnic, leaving her own picnic to go to the hospital.
This is her birthday treat, a controlled prawning. Like I said, she's got her boyfriend there feeding them to her so she doesn't touch them because apparently her thumbs get real bad if she touches them. But her lips will swell up and she breaks down in a rash and her face was going to swell. But she reckons that she could get about anywhere between 8 to 12 prawns in without it even being close to life-threatening, just experiencing like a little bit of this and a little bit of that. She goes to the doctor.
It's still like a painful thing and like having to go to the hospital for 8 to 12 prawns is...
It's the price she paid for the prawn picnic.
Exactly.
I thought she was joking. Lo and behold, 30 minutes later, she swelled up like a balloon. Okay, that's
see
me,
guys.
See ya. And the boyfriend and the girl, they drove her to the hospital, which is only 10 minutes away.
And she's probably planned the picnic location to be close to the hospital.
I said to her, everyone else was just going like it was normal. Apparently she does it every year. She just loves it that much. She is just ignoring her allergy. Once a year it comes out, she's like, I'll accept this swelling just for a day or so.
Do you know,
it's worth it.
At the lunch that I went to on Saturday, a girl there is very celiac. And
The
guy was making separate, you know, pad thai and all that kind of food for her. It was taking too long. So she just started eating all the stuff with gluten in it. The guy came over and was like, hey, that's all got gluten in it.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, no, I just have terrible bowel movements. She was like, basically going to have the shits all day on Sunday. She was just like, yep, dealing with it. The food looked too good. Couldn't not.
This is another lady who's ignoring her allergy.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that they've learnt that, okay, it's not imminent certain death if I have this. Yes, my body plays up. Yes, I'm not supposed to be having it. But you know what? Just going to go for it anyway. I'm going to ignore that allergy. Are you just ignoring your allergy? Allergy. 13 10 60. I don't even know if there's going to be any calls coming through because it sounds like ridiculous behaviour. But do you have some sort of allergy that you're just sort of tossing to the side? I'm ignoring it. Just
for
you know
a day
what?
Or two.
Yeah. Are you a peculiar case of the prawny picnic once a year? Controlled prawning. Are you a celiac? It's just, you know what? I just love pizza that much. I'll pay for it this weekend, but for this hour, I'm not the celiac
hard.
I claim to be. Maybe you're allergic to nuts. You just love chocolate that much. So you have some peanut chocolate.
I couldn't be allergic to peanuts. I'm addicted to peanut butter.
Well, it's not life-threatening. Maybe you just have a little spread from time to time. Are you allergic to bees and you're a beekeeper? I don't know. How far can we take this? Get a rash on
sure
the grass,
not.
But your love of footy takes over every Saturday morning. What allergy are you ignoring? On the air next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Are you just ignoring your allergy?
Allergy. Are you just ignoring your allergy? Are you putting it to one side, saying, you know what? Lucky for me, my allergy isn't deadly. I'm going to push this to the nth degree. Couldn't believe over the weekend where I saw a peculiar prawn picnic. Controlled prawning, she called it. Every birthday, she reckons, for the last 10 years, she'd have her boyfriend and her best friend at hand. They were 10 minutes away from the hospital. That was no accident. And they made sure that the boyfriend would carefully put the prawns into her mouth as to not touch her thumbs and lips because she was allergic to shellfish.
Outrageous.
And therefore, the less skin it touched on the way down, the more prawns she could fit in before the allergic reaction took over and she swelled up like a water balloon.
You reckon she had about, what, 8 to 12?
Yeah. Yep. I'm saying that. That's an indulgence. That's a real indulgence.
That's a huge indulgence when you're allergic to them.
Once a year. It was her birthday treat. And she knows the consequences. And they had it all mapped out, ready to go. Absolutely amazing stuff. 131060, Charlie in Melbourne. What allergy are you ignoring?
Natural latex.
Natural latex. Oh.
Like a condom.
Kind of, but no. A lot of fruits contain a natural form of latex, such as dragon fruit and banana.
Yeah, right. So,
you're a fan of those.
Back to the condoms for half a sec. Are you able to handle the condom but not the dragon fruit? Is that what you're saying?
No. We can't.
You can't eat both.
Do either.
Yeah. Okay. That's an interesting fact just thrown and sprinkled on there on the side. I didn't realise that dragon fruit had traces of latex in it because I get the occasional red rash downstairs if I use like a more of a home brand sort of setup going on.
Well,
I've never noticed anything from dragon fruit.
That you can't practice safe sex if you're allergic to the old latex.
Oh, there's other ways.
Is there?
There's lambskin condoms, should we know?
Yeah, there's latex-free ones. They're just more expensive.
Yeah,
okay, good. Buy those, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Shuey Louie would receive the news she's allergic to latex. Well, guess we'll have to go bareback for the next 40 years then, won't we? Just my luck. How very interesting. So, wait, essentially, you can't eat dragon fruit.
No,
yeah.
But I do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. You're ignoring it from time to time. Yeah, nice. How many pieces of dragon fruit until you'd have to go to the hospital, you reckon?
I can get through one dragon fruit before I end up in 2 days, like one dragon fruit in 2 days before I end up covered in hives.
Oh, wow. No.
It's a real slow burner. It's a controlled dragon fruiting
that
over a whole weekend.
That one's not worth it, covered in hives, no thank you.
You want it to be a real sweet dragon because occasionally they're just very dry. Almost bitter one, might say. Daniel in Young. Hello.
Yep.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, pretty much allergic to my job, eh?
Allergic to the job? So what's the job?
Yep. Shearing sheep.
You're allergic to wool?
Yep.
Why are you putting yourself through that daily, Daniel?
Well, Dad was a shearer. Dad was a shearer.
Yep, that's it.
Surely there's other things you could do on the farm.
No, I love it. Like, I've been a bricklayer and a scaffolder and I'm stuck with the shearing.
You always go back to the shearing.
What, are you just, like, sneezing non-stop all day?
No, I just get rashes and swellings and stuff, like bad swellings.
That sounds dreadful.
You've got to embrace the rash. And if it's your family's path, you just got to say, you know what, it's in my blood.
Yeah.
Rashes daily.
It's admirable work. How quick can you shear one?
Best of 40 seconds.
What? Are you a full on you?
Speedy.
A full you?
Yeah.
Surely not a ram. Not a ram
and
in 40.
Seconds.
Can't do a ram.
And I've got seconds.
God, cut this guy off. You can't do a ram in 40. Ah, well done, Daniel. Ethan in Rockhampton. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
So blissful. So blissful. Didn't go to the gym for the last 3 days, so my muscles are feeling a little deflated, therefore having a knock-on effect on my confidence and my social stability in the workplace.
All right, mate.
Well, he asked for it. What are you allergic to or ignoring?
Well, I don't know the catch an allergy, but I'm lactose intolerant pretty bad.
They say most people are on the scale of lactose intolerant. Like most people can't handle a bit, but you're on the higher scale of things.
Yeah, when I was younger, I bloody ended up in hospital a couple of times from it. Yeah,
that's high scale stuff. So what are you having that's still lactose?
Well, I actually just drink, you know, your Dare double iced coffees. I drink about 2 or 3 of them a day.
Well, this
is sheep shearing all over
idea.
Again. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Do you get the shits quite often?
Yeah, usually, yeah. Shits and pretty bad stomach cramps.
Are you just used to it?
I love me Dare iced coffee. I can't give it up. Yep.
Dare iced coffee on the way in, dare iced coffee on the way out.
The
Danny Lakey Late Show.
Have we ever been more divided? After what came out today, Australians have voted on their favourite potato chip. And this was always going to cause divide.
So much anger.
I'd already expressed with the statisticians that, hey, be wary going into this experiment. We're already a fractious nation. We don't need this. Not now. Not ever. And it's such a divisive topic because everyone's got their favourite chip.
I have my favourite. And the fact that my favourite is at number 3 angers me.
What's your favourite chip that's coming at number three?
Thick Cut Smith's Salt and Vinegar.
I mean, you've been throwing around Thick Cut a lot today.
Thick Cut's like Crinkle Cut.
It's the Crinkle
thin
Cut.
Thin is no time for thin, thank you. It's got to be the Thick Cut, Crinkle, Salt and V, Smith's.
That's yours hands down.
Hands down. It's divine. Oh, it's just, I need a packet right now.
Very uneasy, and I can see why I was hesitant about doing this, because it's already now dividing this studio as well. Salt and vinegar must be down the bottom of my list.
What?
Way too abrasive for a crisp.
No, excuse, well, what? You'd be a basic kind of guy, like a thin original.
Yeah, not trying to overcompensate.
Is that what yours is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're disappointing,
Lakey. Give me a lightly salted original, thin, crinkle cut, thick, whatever. Those people, dead set, I'm not kidding. Maybe my tongue and your tongue's wired differently, because if I had a whole bag of Smith's salt and vinegar chips, I wouldn't be able to taste the next day.
No.
It's too intense.
I love that feeling of it, like, kind of burning.
Oh, yeah. What, and everything else tastes like cardboard for the next fortnight?
Basically.
Sounds like fun. I think not. Producer Jack trying to get in on the chip war as well.
I love a light and tangy.
What?
Oh, my God, they're so good.
What the hell's a light and tangy?
Nobody knows, Shuey Louie. Nobody knows.
Is that like the, it's like a half chili, half like balsamic?
No, yeah. It's light and it's tangy.
No, it's not light, though.
It's not a flavour and it's not a thing.
It's the most ambiguous chip flavour of all time. I don't understand why that's coming at number seven on the best chip flavours. So many of these. I mean, I see your light and tangy. I see your Smith's salt and vinegar. You know what else I see? I see Cheezels. And you know what I think?
That is a shit chip.
I agree.
Real shit chip.
Like Cheezels, they're for three-year-olds. Put those in your kids' lunches.
They come in a cereal box, for
Cheezels
goodness sake.
Cheezels are amazing.
You would love... No, once again, we're seeing a class divide here. Wow. And yes, I believe that you are out there sucking on light and tangies, mixing them with Cheezels, put them on every single toe.
Do you know what else I've got a bone to pick with? Number two.
Twisties.
You know,
I'm on your level, Shuey Louie.
That is a shit chip.
Thank you.
You guys are obviously wrong, because these are all delicious chips and Australia agrees.
13, 10, 60. Look, we can fight all day about what the best chip is, but I think to cause a bit more of a divide along the nation tonight, what's the shittest chip?
Baby, what is a shit chip you tried? Made you feel crap on the inside. One that you would never buy again.
Shit chips. There's plenty out there in the chip aisle, isn't there? There's the gourmet range these days. Red Rock Deli and Kettle have seemed to jump on that. Oh, spicy onion and caramelised fig.
I will give them Red Rock Deli salt and balsamic vinegar is a great chip.
Well, that's a nice spin-off, and it's a nice touch to the salt and vinegar, isn't it? It's a little bit more classy.
A little bit more classy, you're right.
You know what I have no time for? Atomic tomato.
That is a shit chip.
No. There's a mac and cheese chip as well.
That is a shit chip.
13, 10, 60. What's a shit chip that you've tried? Australians have had their say on the best potato chip in the land. Let's go the other end of the scale. We want to know.
That is a shit chip.
Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Baby, what is a shit chip you tried? Made you feel crap on the inside. One that you would never buy again.
It feels collectively as a nation that we've had our very own identity stripped from us today. Dividing everyone. Not only on a national level, but on a social level, on a workplace level. Australians have voted on their favourite potato chip. And in the top 10, I mean, you don't have to look too deep in the top 10 till you just, anyone out there, you Joe Bloggs, Mary Poppins, to find one in the top 10 where you think, hang on a second.
That is a shit chip.
Red Rock Deli Honey Soy Chicken.
You're calling them out.
Like, it's an okay chip, but it's not in the top 10, Lakey.
Nah, there's a lot of chips out there, and I would have thought that the top 10 would be instant walk-up Hall of Fames. I mean, can I just take beef with the burger ring for half a second?
That is a shit chip.
Yes, Producer Jack, we know what you're going to say. You love a good burger ring.
I do.
It's a very lower-class chip.
It is. You could say that. Out of all the kind of cheesy, circly kind of ones, that is the best out of them all.
Well, it's not a cheesy. That's what I've got beef with. A burger, it doesn't taste anything like a burger. It doesn't taste anything like a cheese. It's like a Cheeto transitioning into a bloody onion.
They're iconic, though. People propose with them as well, like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll let that one slide.
Very lower class engagement ring, rancid packaging, the whole lot. I think
that is a shit chip.
Sophie, on the Gold Coast, what's the worst chip?
cheese and bacon balls are the
That is a shit chip.
Oh, I've never had them. They sound terrible.
Now, don't ever have them.
What is it that you don't like about the cheese and bacon ball? Is it the fact that they're great value for money and you get about 2 million balls per 30-gram packet? Is it the fact that they feel like little air puffs and you don't feel satisfied? Or is it that you spend the next 8 weeks picking cheese dust down of your molars?
Probably all the above.
All the above. I can just imagine the mess that's on your fingers.
Finger residue is a big part of the chip game.
And then you literally have orange little fingers the whole day.
It's not even nice orange stuff.
You think they're cheap? You think they're cheaping out on the cheese flavouring?
Yeah.
It's a big call. It's a big call. But who would I be to question Sophie?
That is a shit chip.
Liam in Brisbane, what's the shit chip?
Camembert and fig.
What brand's doing camembert and fig? That's very gourmet. No,
I've seen that one. Kettle Sensation.
Yeah.
It was reduced to clear at cold.
Do you know, I'm going to...
That is a shit chip.
I'm going to challenge you on this, Liam. I think that sounds very gourmet, something I would like on an antipasto platter.
No, exactly. And both Liam and I know exactly where you're going, Chewy. You're fooled by the marketing. You see the beautiful camembert slices on the packet.
Yes.
You see the beautiful fresh fig on the cheese board. Fig. And you think that that's going to translate into a powder flavouring on a crisp. Well, I've got news for you.
That is a shit chip.
It doesn't replicate in the chip.
I don't believe you.
It's all fun and games to create all these magical flavours.
That one should be top 10.
Majestic herb, basil and calamari. No, it doesn't work. Does it, Liam?
No, not at all.
No.
That is a shit chip.
Brad in Ipswich, shit chip.
Yeah, how you going, guys? I reckon it's the salt and vinegar Pringles.
Whoa,
you can back right off
easy
there,
Brad.
Easy
there, Lucifer. Easy.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about Brad being on the show.
Easy.
I don't know how I feel about you being on the show.
Easy there, guys.
Brad.
Easy. Both up your dose
you
of Lexapro, thanks.
Saying Pringles, salt and vinegar. You take it back.
Brad.
I don't take it back.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, this is Brad pushing this button, not me, but...
That is a shit chip.
It is not a shit chip. It should be number one.
It is interesting.
It should be the worst.
It is interesting. Are you against salt and vinegar in general? Because Pringles, you don't quite associate Pringles with the blue salt and vinegar tube, do you?
No, mate.
That's an understatement.
Come on, I got it. I thought it was plain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it is the plain. There are two types of people in this world.
Oh, I'm lost for words. I've got a lot of beef with you.
Some people are just content with salt. We don't need to add an acid to it just to make it a nice flavour. Wrap this up, Davo. In Sydney, what's the shit chip?
G'day, mate. I'd like to say to that last caller, mate, clearly he hasn't got a moustache, and once you pop, you can't stop. Pringles all the way.
Thank you, Davo.
Thank you. But also I'd like to add French fries suck, mate.
That is a shit chip.
Now, he's not talking about the actual French fries you get at Macca's, but you're talking about the packet of French fries.
I know the ones.
That's right, champion. Those little bits of crusted up bloody chip that look like... I don't know. I can't explain
it,
mate.
The pieces of potato that don't make the crinkle.
And they don't really have a flavour, do they?
No,
they don't. It looks like somebody's stolen your packet of chips.
You only made that mistake once. Your grand plans that you're literally going to buy yourself a packeted McDonald's fries. And
I've got to love you guys.
Potato
honestly.
Straws. Oh, we love you as well.
Oh, I love you guys.
I love you more, Davo.
All the best, guys. And Brad, once you pop, you can't stop.
Thank you.
That is a shit chip.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The most popular one in all of the land. What all three of us say, it will not be planned. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The brand.
The dominant brand game. The trusty dominant brand game. Of course, if you can get myself, Shuey Louie, and producer Jack all to say the same brand at the same time, you'll prove that your category has carved down a dominant brand for itself, and prizes will be for you. Getting tougher and tougher. Each week, you're going to get more creative with your categories, and you're going to get more succinct with your brand recognition. That's a beat that we can all dance to. It's something we're learning very rapidly as the dominant brand game continues to roll on. A couple of examples before we throw out and open the lines.
Am I going first?
Oh, yeah. A little bit of nerve?
Okay. Gosh, yeah, I get nervous because, you know, like, I'm obviously a girl as well, so we have different things when I say stuff like this, and I'm a Kiwi, and it just sometimes we don't go to plan.
Oh, God. This sounds ominous.
Okay. Luxurious woman's jewellery.
Okay.
I think there is one, just one, that I can think of.
Look, if this is the word that I associate with jewellery, as long as I'm not getting it mixed up with it's a type of jewellery,
Okay.
Then I've got the brand on point. Producer Jack strikes me as a man who'd be
into I feel like
fine
you're
lady
getting
jewels.
The type of jewelry mixed up.
No, mate, you play your own game, okay, mate. I'm not going to blurt out necklace.
I've got this.
3, 2, 1.
Tiffany & Co.
Yeah, no, nice, we'll pay that. Guys. We'll pay that. I said Tiffany's, but Tiffany & Co.
No, I'll give you that. Yeah,
Get around me. Yeah. Bracelet. Yeah.
Great if you get a girlfriend, Lakey. Good brand.
Yeah. A little outside of my price range, I'd imagine, if it's a luxury version. No. Producer Jack, you got a category?
Yeah, I've got one. Okay. Bit of an, we have to sort of throw back for this one, but dominant brand of video rental stores.
I feel out of the very shallow pool of options, he may have given it away with his description anyway. 3, 2, 1.
Video Easy.
Oh, Producer Jack.
I thought Video Easy was a Kiwi brand, so I'm glad we were on point there.
Blockbuster was the main one.
No, yeah, it was
you
video
said
Easy.
Video. You said video. You threw me off.
I didn't want to say DVD.
Yeah, well, that's all right. But Video Easy was more dominant than a Blockbuster, by the way.
No, it wasn't.
I agree with Lakey on that.
Blockbuster still exists. Video Easy doesn't.
Yeah, because Video Easy had a hard and fast sales approach, and they knew when to get out in time. Blockbuster's still going around sniffing for ex-Blu-ray rentals.
Anyone?
I've got one. Wet dog food. Wet dog food. Big can of dog food. For your dog.
Ooh.
3. Ugh. 2. 1. Pedigree Marina. Chum.
Wait, what did you say?
Pedigree chum.
I said chum.
Yeah.
Purina? I'm pretty sure that's a cat food.
Oh, Purina. No,
that's that's cat food.
It's a very bogan cat food.
Oh, okay. So there's categories of bogan cat food.
Yes. Whiskers and Snappy Tom. Clearly, the cats of Australia have made their choice.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The most popular one in all of the land. What all three of us say, it will not be planned. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The brand.
Dominant brand game in full swing and in-season double passes to see Rocket Man. It is in cinemas this Thursday. Producer Jack can vouch for it. He got to go see the premiere the other night.
It was
very
good. So good.
You want to be playing for that, and you want to make sure that you get your category on point tonight. You tell us the category. If myself, Shuey Louie, and Producer Jack can all say the same brand at the same time, you would have once and for all proved that it is indeed the dominant brand. And movie tickets are all yours. Vanessa on the Central Coast, player number one. What's your category?
Antiperspirant deodorant.
I like that you've thrown in the antiperspirant there. Enough to just give a little whiff. and enough sort of clue there. Now,
This is hard.
I know it's not in the spirit of the game to be talking too much before we concur on the same brand, but I'm assuming it's the deodorant that you use, like a female version of deodorant, right?
There's both.
Yeah,
I think it's dominant in both.
Spanner.
Okay.
I don't know. This is hard because I thought it was just men's, the one I'm thinking of, but I don't know.
Go with your gut. Go with your instinct. Back yourself in, Producer Jack. I reckon I've definitely got it. I'm that confident.
Okay.
I'll give the Danny Lakey seal of approval here.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Rexona.
Men aren't doving.
Men don't dove?
Men don't dove.
Do women dove?
I mean, men can dove.
Men should dove.
Well, of course, women are doving. If men can't dove and women aren't doving.
No, but I didn't realise dove. I thought dove was like soap.
Dove?
Nah, dove's a deodorant.
Dove's a deodorant.
Well. And I mean, what were you thinking, Vanessa? It has to be
Rexona.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nick.
Sorry, Fair Vanessa. Stacey in Canberra. What's your category?
My category is can of tuna. Oh.
I know this. Can I don't mind me a wee can of tuna.
I've never eaten a can of tuna in my life.
Apart from lemon pepper. Ugh, anyone who eats that, goodbye.
I'm a tuna man. Producer Jack despises tuna. Shuey Louie likes tuna, but her nation that she comes from is also surrounded by water. It makes me think that it's a very flooded tuna market.
And maybe I'm thinking of a New Zealand brand.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, no.
3, 2, 1.
John Seals. West. John West, fits best. What's the slogan?
Sea Lord, not a thing here.
Nah, no Sea Lord, mate.
Great brand of
tuna. We've been through your Sea Lord thing with your fish fingers a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Maybe I'll bring some over when I go home.
Oh, please. Bring all the frozen fish fingers you can back in your suitcase.
I'll bring some Sea Lord lemon.
What's the John
well?
West slogan? John, if it's not John West, take it back. Something?
Yeah, something like that.
Send doesn't it. Rhyme. I don't know.
Something about rejecting it.
Yeah. If it's not, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to try.
Sorry, Stacey. Corey and Bendigo. What's your category?
How are we going, guys?
Yeah, yes, blissful.
Good. That's good. So my category is ciders.
Ciders. Now, you know, I'm 4.5 years off the source, mate.
Are we going gourmet ciders, Corey? Oh.
Well, I mean, my go-to is apple. So pretty much it can be gourmet, but it's anything apple for me. But your choice, your taste. Up to you.
This is clearly a brand that's had to cut through for me because I'm out of the cider game. I'm out of the alcohol game altogether. So I'm not even going on experience here. I'm going on what has permeated my membrane despite me having no chance of buying it.
And see, I'm a Vody Sods kind of gal. So I'm the same as you, Lakey, out of the cider market. But I think we've got this.
I'm completely out of the cider market. It's not something that I drink. So
you're an espresso martini.
I am.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Summer
thing. Oh, we were... Three different ones.
Recordling.
Boomers, Record League, and Summersby. What was it, Corey?
Well, yes, I was going with Summersby.
Who said
the
that?
The go-to.
Sober guy said
yeah.
Well, it's a great brand. It's cut through. Unfortunately, no movie tickets yet. Chloe in Melbourne. What's your category?
Canned soup.
Canned soup. Now, come on, guys. We're all canned soup people here.
I am.
What are you doing, Shuey Lou? Every week she tries to... She thinks that...
Oh, I just don't want everyone to lose, so I try to cheat and mouth things.
Drawing
Chloe.
The logo.
I'm trying to help you out here.
Look, let's just back yourself. Stop!
Sorry, okay.
Three.
Okay.
I saw you have some canned soup the other day.
I did, but the main one that I'm thinking of, I think, is different to the main one that you
don't
like.
Don't psych yourself out. Don't get inside my soupy head.
Gotcha.
Mate. 3, 2, 1.
Campbell's! Yes. No.
2 out of 3 again. What did you say? Sea Lord?
I went to say...
Got a nice, little fishy brew soup, do they?
I went to say Continental. Yeah. That's why I tried to cheat for Chloe.
Well, there's no need to cheat. And even you were drawing the sea there, which led us to the Campbell's. Not the Continental anyway.
I would have gone Maggi as well. That's
not
there.
Soup.
Sorry, Chloe Rider. Final one. Nick in Sydney.
Hello.
Greetings. Hi. What's your category?
Mayonnaise.
Come on, guys.
You've got to be the two-worded play, two-worded one.
Excuse me, I don't know. What are you doing?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Hellcraft.
What were you thinking, Nick?
What were you thinking?
It's got to be praise.
Praise.
Oh, yes, praise. It is praise.
No, it's best food.
Nah. What did you say?
Best foods.
Mate, take your best foods and your Sea Lords.
Oh, best foods are such a
You've been going on about mayonnaise all day. I had no idea what it was going to be.
Praise. Yeah, it is a mayonnaise game, isn't it? They do good coleslaw as well.
I think we should pick one person to at least give the movie tickets to.
Nick from Sydney, because he's still on the line and everyone else has hung up. Yay.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Amy Shark, mess her up on the Danny Lakey Late Show. Happy hump day, right around the country. 131060 to get involved in the show on Instagram as well at Danny Lakey Late Show. Slide into the DMs. Foodies are going crazy over a toaster that makes breakfast in just 5 minutes. eBay Australia has revealed the $77 Tefal Toast and Egg is the best-selling toaster. And rightly so. If you're going to chuck a little contraption on the end that boils the egg as well.
No.
You're going to see high sales.
No,
you're
gonna Danny, see turnover, that's mate. One of those things that you think is great and then it's used twice. And it doesn't boil at the same time. It doesn't work for whole wheat toast. Like sourdough would be different timing with the egg.
I was on the fence about this. I thought, does it have that whiff of one-time kitchen appliance use? Because you just get excited. It's maybe an impulse buy and you don't think through the logic. I thought, no, surely not. Surely they've crossed the T's and dotted the I's here. There's one glaringly obvious thing I can see with this Tefal $77 toast and egg combo. Two slots for the bread. One slot for the egg.
No one's having two slices of toast and one egg.
No, they're not.
You need not 2 weeks.
It's not a good toast to egg ratio. Oh. And it's going to be the downfall. And you know what? I don't think people are smart enough to see this. I think they're going to make the impulse buy. And you're right, Shuey Lou. They're going to buy the bloody $77 Teffel toast and egg. And they're going to realize that not only does it take 5 minutes to cook 2 pieces of toast and 1 piece of bread, 1 piece of egg, they're then going to have to add another 5 minutes to cook the other egg off that.
So someone on a diet who just wants one egg, one toast.
You can't just put the boiler of the egg on the toaster if you're not going to have the same amount of eggs and toast. This does go into the category of useless kitchen appliances. Appliances that have been bought once and then used never again. I remember a couple of summers ago, my brother, it was Christmas time, and he was about 13, 14 years old, really starting to spread his social butterfly wings. And I thought, you know what? We've got the back deck all sorted. Going to bring him a slushy machine for Christmas.
Oh.
What were you thinking? About 14 years old, little slushy machine.
Yeah, what, you
stick it out twice? The back of the pool?
Once? Was it taken out of the box?
Never untaken out of
here
the box.
Here you go.
Never out of the box.
Shit, gift.
It was going to be a summer. Don't know why I didn't appreciate my $39.99 contraption from Kmart, the slushy maker.
Do you know, my dad's Italian, so when I was younger, obviously we're always having spaghetti bolognese. And I remember Franco brought me this, like, electric fork. You know how when you want to twirl it around the fork?
Oh, yeah.
So he brought me, like, an electric one because I was really terrible at it.
Of course.
I literally used it once. It didn't even put the spaghetti on the fork.
Not even the power of the electric fork motor could spur
Nothing.
You into a good twist routine.
Nothing.
It sounds like the Amco Pepper Prepper that we bought
Sorry,
once upon
what?
A time. The Kitchen and Home Expo. The Amco Pepper Prepper was like half knife, half like core, half peeler. And it claimed to be able to like dissect a capsicum within 10 seconds.
The middle bit that you're not... Okay.
Well, you get that out of the capsicum. You take off the capsicum skin and you slice it into little pieces. The Amco Pepper Prepper.
Did it work?
It was very dodgy. Yeah. Very dodgy. They had someone who must have been trained on the Amco Pepper Prepper for like 4 years. And then he showed it how easy it is. And then once you take it home and out of the box, you realize it's a layman's thing. And you can't do it
Just
very
use
quickly.
A knife.
Want to open the door and almost lift the lid on kitchen appliances that aren't getting love like they should.
Something you bought for the kitchen, but you don't use it enough. What is the kitchen appliance that's not getting the love?
What kitchen appliance isn't getting the love on 131060? You bought it once and it is just accruing dust in that fourth cupboard across.
We had a fairy floss machine. I think it was called Flossy.
Oh, my God.
But it was, like, a big metal tub, and, like, you had to buy the sugar separately from the shop. And I remember it just took up, like, half the kitchen, but we used it literally once.
I feel like that would get used at the Skipworth house out of anyone's house.
Look, it's a Skipworth household that would invest in the fairy floss machine, but it's also a Skipworth household that would realise how much of a bitch it is to clean after the first flossing and then never open it again. 131060, the kitchen appliances that aren't getting love. You bought it once upon a time. Maybe an old Nutribullet. Maybe a soda stream.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Something you bought for the kitchen, but you don't use it enough. What is the kitchen appliance that's not getting the love?
Yeah, it comes off the back of a Teffel toast and egg best-selling toaster on eBay. It will soon get found out. $77. We'll buy you a toaster with a little egg boiling contraption on the side. As far as I can see, it's just going to boil the one egg at a time.
Having 2 pieces of toast with one egg?
Well, that's a ridiculous ratio, Shuey Louie. Yeah. No matter how early you get up in the morning, and one can't help but feel someone's going to impulse buy this, and it's going to be in a long line of forgotten kitchen appliances that were bought with such excitement and glee, and then the second the practicality bomb hits, it's not suitable for a family.
Disaster.
131060, Katie in Melbourne, you got a kitchen appliance that's rotting away?
Yeah, the popcorn machine. There was this phase where Kmart made all these like novelty things like fairy floss and stuff. I'm not cleaning that. Yeah. I'm throwing a bag in the microwave and it's going to take 3 minutes and be done with it.
Exactly.
It's the impulse buy where you think, great, hot, fresh, buttery, salty popcorn at my disposal. And then someone's got to clean that thing. And even ask producer Jack, candy bar supervisor, back in the day. It is the worst job at the candy bar to be cleaning the popcorn machine at the end of the night. Isn't that not correct, producer Jack?
Oh, yeah, it is horrendous. There's oil everywhere. You have to get the seeds out that have not popped.
No time for that. Chuck it in the microwave.
Yeah, no, there's a long list of popcorn machines rotting away in kitchens around Australia. Thanks for the call, Katie. Scott in Townsville, what's your kitchen appliance that got no use?
Hey, mate, yeah, from Dennis Direct back in the day, they had the set of slices where you used to put the vegetables or fruits in the slice, and it had a little lid that with a ripcord, and you pull it once or twice.
Oh.
And it was meant to give you awesome slices that you could feed like your family, but it ended up turning into goop that you could feed an old person through a straw with.
Do you know, I remember seeing those in infomercials and always wanted one. I was like, genius.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with the infomercials. If it seems too good to be true, it usually is. Sometimes I'll only be privy to buy the things that don't look very good on the infomercials. I'm like, well, at least they're not selling me up the road, are they? It's too good. This slice is too fine.
They get you every time.
Only used once. Unfortunate Scott. Ryan in Canberra. Kitchen appliance. You getting no use out of? Hello.
Yeah, hey, we have an air fryer we got from Costco a couple years ago because my mum never let us have a deep fryer. She threatened me if I ever bring one home, she'd chuck out the backyard.
Yep.
Yeah, we went and got an air fryer, started using that just as good. And, yeah, we used for like the first couple of months and now just fit my cupboard.
Yes.
How does an air fryer? I don't understand, Ryan.
Well, it's another too good to be true, isn't it? It's those people whose mums have thrown out every deep fryer they brought home into the back garden and they've tried to get it over the line with, hey, mum, this is an air fryer.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
Does it in the mid-air?
It's really just a small oven. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, it's bound to happen. I mean, my sympathy can only go so far. The air fryer... Say no more.
Go the deep fryer.
Darcy in Melbourne. Wrap this up. 131060, a kitchen appliance has got no use.
Yeah, so we have an apple peeling machine that does... it peels, cores and slices it all in one. The only issue was it broke after about 5 to 10 goes and then it just sits there doing nothing.
I'm trying to imagine this in my head and like... How would the whole thing kind of work? Is it like a slicer?
It's and a then real a middle thing? High-end piece of technology.
Google apple peeling machine, it'll be the first thing that comes up, and it just looks ridiculous.
I'm doing
very
that right
disturbing
now.
If it was the second thing that came up. Yeah, it sounds like they got the technology on point. There's just no longevity to that. It's a sturdy apple.
We had a few in a couple of years, but no, just given up.
Yeah.
Just stick to your classic slicer.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Just eat the apple skin.
Yeah,
very good. That works too.
Very high in fibre, high in folate. Thanks for the calls. The Danny Lakey Late Show. Let's talk about sex with Dr. Nikki Goldstein. Well, we are talking about sex with Dr. Nikki Goldstein. She's live in studio. Hello, Dr. Nikki.
Hello, Danny.
I have a question.
Oh, here we go.
Of course you do.
Nah, and seriously, 131060, if you want to get Dr. Nikki Goldstein to answer your relationship or sex questions, give us a call right now. There seems, over the past couple of sexual partners I've had, there's a common thing that's happened, right? So we'll be doing a standard mesh. The sex has come to an end.
And in other words, you've ejaculated.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Goes without saying. And then I'll be resting in with my head sort of like on the pillow and like, oh, that was nice. Like, ooh. Just sort of like taking it all in. But then I've been interrupted. Maybe three of the last five ladies have said, are you okay?
Did you fall asleep and start snoring?
No.
How much time are you spending down there? Because I'd kind of be like, yo, wake up. You there, mate?
2 minutes.
I'm getting visuals of you two tonight.
2 minutes?
I think 2 minutes is a bit long.
I think the issue is the dead weight.
I'm heavy breathing and panting as well.
But it's the dead weight. So like,
it's uncomfortable. You're a big lad.
I'm not a beached whale carcass.
You are.
I'm very aware that I need to still support my own weight. It's just my head buried into the pillow.
After ejaculation, like relaxing, is like baby dead weight. Right? So it's not that you're just resting on these poor women. You're dead weight on top of them because you relax and you probably go, ugh. Right? So it can feel very suffocating.
So you think they're saying, are you all right? As in a nice way to say,
get off
me.
Yes.
Really?
Because it's not that you're probably still inside. It's just that, you know, for a lot of women too, when a guy finishes, because we don't always climax together. So you've finished. she's probably still halfway there, ready to continue going with something.
Dr.
I'm not degrading you as a sexual beast.
Off the record, you're on a very allegedly.
Right? I'm just allegedly here. And then you've just gone and dead weighted on top of her.
I'm not dead weighting.
You are dead weighting.
It's a long time to have a beached whale on you.
Okay. But it's a dead weight. It's right. Like that collapse, okay. Like I'm passed out.
So let's say dead.
Fall over and do
so
it.
So let's say dead weight aside, how long is too long after the fact to remain in the coitus position before it gets a bit weird?
I'm going a minute.
Really?
It depends.
From a guy's point of view, we don't want to get, if it's like a one night stand or a casual, we don't want to give the.
No, you got to get off.
We don't want to give the idea that you're a wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Because if we go too short, then it's like, right, business is over.
Later.
I'm done now.
Yeah, but you can lay next to her. You don't always have to lay on top of her. I think if it's like this intense emotional connection type of sex, then you can stay there a little bit longer because you kind of savor in that moment. And that's the thing as well, is that if there has been a really powerful orgasm, sometimes interrupting that and being like, all right, now we're shifting into other modes and I'm getting off and going to have a shower or I'm going to turn the TV on, kind of interrupts what's been going on. So if it's been just like a primal, yes, let's go for it, then okay, it doesn't really matter. But if it's been something really strong and powerful and you've been going at it for hours, just switching modes so quickly can nearly feel like a sexual whiplash.
Thanks, Dr. Nikki. Now I'm more aware.
Minute and a half.
I just think for you, don't dead weight it. Just maybe lay next. You
I'm
are dead waiting.
Okay.
Can we get one of these women on the phone?
No, excuse me. Can we go to a song? 13 10 60. If you want to have a question.
If you've had sex with Danny Lakey and he's dead weighted on top of you, please call us and let us know.
100%. The phone lines will not arrive.
13 10 60.
No. Can I lie on you and I'll show you the weight that I'm using?
Yeah, but you'd have. Okay,
you can tell me whether it's dead weight or not.
No, but you would have to like. You have to mimic what it's like after you have an ejaculation.
I will.
I think he's just going to collect.
Oh, God, here we go.
I will. I'll do it.
All right, but we'll put it on Instagram.
If I suffocate to death tonight.
Trust me, it's not dead weight. I'm great at planking. 13 10 60, if you've got a question for Dr. Nikki Goldstein, sex-based, relationship-based, we'll get the calls on the air next. And we go on Instagram live with that. To prove that I am not a dead weight, sloppy starfish of a man.
We're on.
After post-coitus.
Dead weight.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Let's talk about
sex with Dr. Nikki Goldstein. Still talking about sex with Dr. Nikki Goldstein. Just off the air before me and Dr. Nikki Goldstein proving once and for all that I do not dead weight and flounder post-coitus.
Well, I think if you watch the Instagram live, you do dead weight without realising.
Regardless of whether you dead weight or not, it's still a lot having you on top of me.
This is a man who knows his core strength and is thinking about the lady at all times.
Yeah.
Let's go to the calls on 13 10 60. We've got Huss. He's been waiting since the first break. You've got to respect the hustle.
Go the Huss.
No, he's desperate.
Thanks for sticking around. What's your question to Dr. Nikki Goldstein?
Hi, Dr. Nikki.
Hi, Huss.
How you doing, love?
Good, how are you?
I'm loving life. Anyway, so my question is, and that's a general question I think everybody should know, what is the G-spot and how do you know you've actually achieved getting the G-spot?
Okay, so we're going to go back to basic anatomy 101. So the G-spot is an erogenous zone that if you stimulate, a woman can achieve an orgasm. But finding it is literally if you stick your fingers in and you push upwards, and it's not very far in. So I think it's about two. I'm doing my fingers now and realizing you can't see them. It's about 2 centimetres. Is that 2 centimetres?
There's knuckle.
It's always going to be different on every woman. But what the mistake that people make is that you actually have to push upwards, you know. That's why we always say with sex toys, they have to have that lip upwards. Now, it feels like a bit of a rougher surface, but if a woman is not as turned on, it's not as pronounced. So if you're struggling to find it, then having some form of stimulation, so stimulating the whole area, you might be wanting to do some manual sex, which is what we lovingly call fingering, or, you know, actual sex, and then actually putting your fingers in there and seeing, can you feel a section that is more rough than the other parts of the vaginal canal. So it feels like kind of like little ridges. Now, hopefully when you rub and press that area, it will feel good for her. So the next thing is ask her why you've got your fingers in and you're exploring. You need to be able to say, does this feel better than what I've been doing before? Does it feel different? Because it's got to be a two-way communication streak here.
It's like vaginal braille, Huss.
It kind of is, actually, when you think about it. So we're looking for the ridged part, but you need to actually have her say to you, yes, I feel like if you kept going on that spot, I might keep going also.
And a Danny Lakey handy tip. Yes, it is in and up, but if you are behind, it is in and down.
Well, that's mathematics, isn't it?
And like science.
Ergonomic mathematics?
Yeah. Well, you just...
Sexual ergonomic mathematics.
Some people, you'd be amazed, Dr.
Wait,
Nikki.
Behind
the
you
second
mean?
You turn around 180 degrees.
So, like, do we have to do another Insta story and get you on your hands and knees? Should we?
Should we, Louie, off your bench for a second? Thanks, Haas. Jasmine in Melbourne, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. What's your question for Dr. Nikki Goldstein?
I want to ask you about vagina farts.
Occasionally known
when
as
I'm having sex... Pardon?
Occasionally known as queefing.
Yeah. What happens is when during intercourse, especially when my partner's going from behind, it happens, it makes like a farting noise and I get really embarrassed. Is there any way to prevent it?
Okay, I hope you can hear the little Danny farts in the background.
What?
Trying to add...
Stop it, Lakey.
Okay, vaginal farts happen and it's often because you're pushing air in there and it's coming out. And most commonly it does happen when you are in more of a doggy position. I think that's just because of it is more of a deeper penetration and sometimes the way people's bodies are, there is one position more than the other where they are taking in more air. So I would challenge you and go, don't be embarrassed about it because it's something that's normal and it's not like gas that's out of your behind. It doesn't smell. It just makes that awkward noise.
Yeah.
So use it as a bit of a icebreaker and have a bit of fun and laugh and go, you know, oh, that's so funny. That's so cute. How does he feel when... Danny.
What?
How does he feel when it happens? Like, does he get awkward?
He doesn't care. No, he doesn't care, but I find it really embarrassing.
So, therefore, you shouldn't care. If he's not having an issue with it.
Guys don't care, honestly.
Then you just need to go, it doesn't smell, it just makes a funny noise, and it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It's really normal.
We're just happy that we're getting laid, honestly. Our eyes are too infixed on the body, and our member is too in dreamland. We almost go deaf during the process. That's why I can't hear what everyone else is hearing right now.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jasmine. Dr. Nikki Goldstein, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me and laying on top of me.
Yeah, see you next Sunday.
First for everything.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Wife's horror at husband's new personal grooming habits. She wasn't happy with Olivia Williams' husband decided to try something a little bit different. The mum of three hasn't been able to touch him since. Okay, I mean, what is this?
What did he do so wrong?
Lathered himself in molasses or something? No, no, no. Just decided to shave his legs.
A lot of cyclists do that.
Mm.
My brothers and my dad were really big in cycling. Our whole family was. Smooth shaved legs.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong too.
Aerodynamic. You see the same with swimmers. In fact, you see the same with a lot of athletes. If they've got to get strapped up, it's just easier to shave their legs because they're always getting strapped. They don't want to deal with the pain of ripping leg hair off all the time. Makes enough sense to me. No, no, no. This wife wasn't having a bar of it. And it's so much so that she said, as long as my husband shaves his legs, I'm not going to shave my legs.
That's
she's
a
gone
bit
the other
dramatic.
Way. She's gone on a hairy strike.
He's
thrown away the Gillette.
Agree that it doesn't look very manly. Like, I'd prefer a guy with hairy legs just because it's, you know, manly and it kind of makes me think that they maybe groom themselves too much.
Yeah, his body, his choice, though, Sherry
exactly.
Lewis.
And for her to not shave her legs, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a dirty protest is what it is. I mean, this isn't the only man that is dabbling in the hair removal sort of game in this day and age. Producer Jack rocked up with some very red, distinguishable marks on his face. Yesterday. What was all that about, Producer Jack?
Well, I stupidly was standing in the mirror and I had a couple of stray hairs, like higher on my cheek than my beard.
Yep.
So they don't get shaved.
Right.
So I decided, I'm just going to pluck them. And they've literally gone ingrown or something, I don't know, but they've just completely ruined my face by plucking it.
This is a man who's plucking his cheeks, just to clarify.
They're quite red as well.
Yes. Where have you plucked? Where have you shaved? Where have you threaded? Where have you waxed? On 13 10 60, lads. I went to India, got my eyebrows threaded.
You got quite bushy eyebrows.
Yeah,
as well.
They did need a threading, for sure.
Very manly.
I didn't mind that. And you know what I'm doing these days? Plucking the base.
What?
Plucking the base.
No.
What do you mean the base?
I'm plucking the base. So most guys do a bit of manscaping downstairs, right?
With like a razor?
Yeah, well, you get the shaver. It's probably best not to go down to the core. You only made that mistake once as a 15-year-old boy. But I'd probably give myself a short back and sides, number two, maybe a number three on the sides.
Okay.
But on my very base, a pluck.
Sorry, can you describe, what is the base? Am I missing something?
Like the bottom of the, or the bit of the penis that's closest to the pelvic area.
Oh, okay. You pluck there.
It's about 50
Daddy,
or 60.
That would
no, it's
hurt.
About 50 or 60. Yeah, no, I do it after like a shower.
Ow.
That area is extremely prone to ingrown hairs as well.
Yeah, it's you just got to do it three or four times and then you get through the worst of it. And it's pretty good these
days. Luck in the base, man.
Luck in the base.
Big time.
Buys yourself a couple of extra centimetres as well, which never goes astray when you're Danny Lakey. 13, 10, 60, lads. What are you plucking, shaving, threading, waxing?
Do you pluck your chest, shave your pits, thread your brows, or are you a man who waxes their feet? 13, 10, 60.
Yeah, struggle with the opener answer there, but it came off all right at the end. Can I add a little clause here? Not just to ask the lads what you're plucking, and you know, you can't deny that it's a much more interesting question. Lads, what are you eradicating on your body rather than women? But can we add just a little double, just a little asterisk, or are you a really hairy woman who's growing hair in some place that's really bizarre? Like, you a lady who has to pluck her ears.
And women are into growing the armpits nowadays.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to get hijacked with, oh, my body, my choice, calls. Oh, you can, don't have
no,
to shave if you
that.
Want. Are you growing hair in a weird place if you're a lady? But lads, I mean, just anywhere. Where are you taking care of? And how are you taking care of it?
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Do you pluck your chest, shave your pits, thread your brows, or are you a man who waxes their feet? 13, 10, 60.
Yeah, shaving, plucking, waxing, threading. There's numerous ways that you can eradicate that body hair, and it seems to be on the rise.
You're plucking the base.
I'm plucking the base.
Which I think is very, very controversial. I just think it's dangerous, sore.
Dangerous?
Yeah.
Sore? Don't speak on behalf of my base. My base is thriving.
Prone to ingrown hairs down there?
It was. Like I said, the hairs run in peculiar cycles, and once you go through a third cycle, no more. I'm plucking the base. Producer Jack's plucking his face.
Plucking the base big time.
People are plucking a lot of things. People are threading a lot, waxing a lot. And it's new age man sort of stuff. And we also put on the end of that finer topic, are you a lady growing hair in unsuspecting places? And how do you eradicate that? Jeff in Melbourne.
Hey.
Hello.
I plucked my gooch, keep it nice and like trimmed up and in shape.
Yeah, right.
Gooch, what? Can you explain what that is, guys?
The bit between
okay,
the sack
so it's like
and the
the bit between your nads and like the glory hole, your butthole.
Mm. So that's not your glory hole, mate. You've got to go a little bit up for that.
It sounds also a painful area to pluck. And how do you get down there? You must have to get someone else to do it for you, Jim.
I reckon what he's got a small little lady's makeup mirror and he's propped himself up like a Christmas turkey against the wall. Got his mum's finest tweezers. Warmed up the bathroom tiles, and that's how he spends his Saturday night. Steph in Brisbane on 13, 10, 60.
Oh, gee.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very good.
Good.
You've got some peculiar hair somewhere, I'm assuming.
I do. I got two shockers for you.
Great. Hit us with the first shocker.
First, I have to pluck my snail trail every day.
No. Is it dark, like black hairs as well?
It's black. It's blacker than my hair and my armpit hair combined. It is the blackest of black. Pointy, sharp, long.
Get laser,
awful.
Horn. Get laser.
That's my next option.
Honestly,
that is
best
my next
thing you'll
option.
Ever do.
It is. Sometimes you got to take it down at the source because if you just try and keep control of it every day. There was this lady once, poor lady, and I'm not having a go, but she had a hairy back. And you could tell it would have started with wispy, fluffy fairy floss back hair. And she tried to tame it. And I caught her on an off day. And it was like rubbing up against a man's 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh,
seriously.
Oh, no.
No, well, these are the kind of things that can happen when you go down the snail trail hole. Yeah. I agree. Maybe get some laser or keep plucking the trail.
You guys don't even know the worst one.
Okay. Hit us with shocker number two.
I have to wax my nose every week.
No, Steph. There's no laser for that, I don't
know. Your nose inside your nostrils.
Inside my nostrils, there's like a hair removal kit where you can put wax up there and just rip it all out.
I thought it was just a tweezer job. going on.
It sounds really painful.
Every now and then, producer Jack sheds a tear and gets the tweezers out and goes full nostril. I didn't realise you could get like a full, like an applicator or like a lipstick thing. But for your nose.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Q-tip. Yeah, it's a painful one.
Does it hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it stings.
You've got a few nose hairs.
Yeah, I do have a few nose hairs. I'm disappointed that we don't go to Sarah in Melbourne. She must have hung up, but it did say shaved her boobs.
Yeah, so when she was younger, she shaved her boobs, and now she says she honestly has like 7 of these hairs that were really black and just will not go away.
Yeah, to me that's more of a tweezy job. Yeah. And I remember I had the problem. I used to date this Indian girl. She had very hairy nips, and she started to let her nips go around the 8-month mark. I said, how do I bring it up with her? And what I did, I suggested that she pluck my monobrow for me. And then as she's lying there, I go, oh, yeah, should we just give your boobs a go now as well? What's good
Blakey.
For the goose? No, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I found this nose hair wax kit at the chemist close to us. I reckon we duck down and next break we give you a little nose waxing.
Oh, yeah. Can I do it? Let's go live on the gram.
No, let's do it. All right. If you can run down within the next 2 songs, we can do it, but make sure you don't get the moustache. Don't jag
I'm going
the
now.
Don't jag the moustache, Shuey Lewis.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
We cast the net far and wide. We said single ladies of Australia. Time to sell yourself on the air. What have we plucked from the love ether tonight? None other than 54-year-old Jenny!
Gin dog!
Jenny.
Are you serious?
Of course we are.
I'm serious. Did you not think you were going to get picked or something?
No, I didn't, actually.
Well, here you are, Jenny.
You nuts! You nuts, Jen! Of course. Jen,
oh, well, I've been told I'm crazy before, so it's not the first time.
Crazy Jen.
Cranky old Jennifer. We've got a live one, boys! Or girls? Boys or girls, Jenny?
Preferably boys.
Preferably
sounds
boys.
Like she could have her rubber Look, arm twisted.
Preferably boys is a lot different to... Boys.
Well, yeah, you've got to go with the flow, haven't you?
This is great news.
Great wisdom from Jen.
We've been trying to push Shuey Louie that way for years. No, she just says definitely boys. She's never dropped a preferably before boys before.
Definitely boys.
Even her boys tried to get her to say preferably
boys. Hey, Dad, knock it to you. Tried it, girlfriend.
Oh, you tried it, Jen.
No comment.
Hey!
All right.
Firecracker.
How old am I sensing here, Jen? I'm sensing a wealth of experience about you.
I'm 64, but going on 25.
Okay.
Great.
Or something like that.
This is fantastic.
We've got a cougar on our hands.
This is just music to men's ears everywhere. 64 going on 25.
I am a cougar, actually, girlfriend.
Whoa, that's your boyfriend now. Whoa. Easy there. Easy, cougar. What do you do for a job, Jenny?
I don't do anything.
Lady of leisure.
All the time in the world to claim what's rightfully yours.
I've worked for about 6 years, but right? I was in admin before that, but
Well, admin.
Huh? Living the dream now.
How are you getting your cash flow? Cash
Oh, that's a long story, girlfriend.
Can you stop calling me girlfriend?
Boyfriend.
I'm a boy.
Oh, sorry, darling. My apologies.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Lakey might apply tonight, Jen.
I was just wondering, what time is he coming around?
In there.
I can Brace pre-record the rest of the show, Henny Jenny.
Oh, you're educating Lakey.
Wow, you're looking for a good time. It says here, someone stable and versatile. What does versatile mean? Because technically, producer Jack's versatile.
Oh, I don't know. It seemed like a good word at the time.
Have you got an age bracket? Are you happy for anything?
I don't want anyone older than myself because I'll tell you why, darling, because I am a widow and so I don't want to have someone drop dead on me again, you know?
You don't want someone older than you. I mean,
go young.
Not just for the sudden impending death, but let's face it, their ticker's halfway gone. You want someone who can keep up with the vivacious Genitron.
Hey, mate, if they're older and the wallet's full, that's fine.
Okay.
Smart. I can live with that. Sugar daddy.
We are either looking for a young buck with all the energy in the world or an old fart with a big wallet who's about to pass.
I prefer the young buck, actually.
Whoa! Easy there.
Not taking the money, eh?
No.
Go the young buck.
Forget the money, I'll take the box.
13, 10, 60. Do you crave a 64-year-old who has all the time in the world? Gorgeous laugh.
I'm loving it.
Hang on. I've already painted some sort of Stifler's mum dream image in my mind. But what are your physical stats? Brown hair? Blonde hair?
I've got dark hair, shoulder length, size 12. Apparently I've got big tits, according to all the guys I talk to.
You're a hoot.
And I've got a gas you could drive a semi-trailer through, so what do you want to know?
Whoa, Jen.
Looking for a young buck who drives a truck. Doesn't mind putting that thing in reverse.
Oh, my God, this is the Beast Radio dinner.
Hell's bells. Need we say any more? Jen, you figure out three questions for the young bucks or the old farts with fat wallets. We'll see just who can back their truck right back up into Jennifer Lane next. You want to have a swipe at the Genitron? Want to try Tame the Cougar? 13, 10, 60, Radio Tinder next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby. We just heard from Australia's most in-demand cougar. Jenny, who is, 54 or 64, Jenny?
64.
Great. We're going balls deep into GILF territory here. People love a MILF. It would seem people are even more enthusiastic about a GILF. You know what a GILF is, Jenny?
No idea.
You know what a MILF is?
No.
You should know this.
It's an endearing term. It essentially stands for a grandmother that I'd like to... for late.
Oh, that sounds lovely, darling. I'm so thrilled.
Great compliment.
It's the G word that all grannies are searching for. Are we ready to meet man number one? We've got three lads on the phone. We have gone through and dissected every inch of their life, checking that they are indeed potential to be your soulmate.
Hopefully
they can give as good as they get. Let's meet man number one. He is 49. He's a truckie. He's 6 foot and 120 kegs. Loves chilling around the fire, drinking wild turkey and catching up with family and friends. He could drive your turkey wild. It's Bull. He's 49. Hello, Bull.
G'day.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, Paul.
Whoa. No. Yeah. Sorry. Hey, sorry, Jenny. Bull.
Yeah, sorry.
Bull. B-U-L-L.
Not Paul.
This is a bull. Can we get the bull?
Yeah.
A bull
funny,
on the record.
I've got a mate bull. But anyway, there you go.
What happens when a cougar meets a bull? Whoa. Don't know.
Wow.
Who knows?
Who knows?
The cow loses its teeth, mate.
How are you, Jen?
But anyway, yes. Bull.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the best time of my life.
What's your question to Bull, Jenny?
Okay. I have and can be a wild side, but I can be a lady. How do you keep me in a lifestyle to which I am accustomed to?
Oh, well, how do you like to be pleased? How do you like to live your life and find out
I just want to be loved and have a man here that wants me and will just be with me for me.
Oh, yeah. Are you the cuddly type?
I am, but do you like tits or ass or what's your go? I'm not fussy, I like both. Okay, and how far from Coffs Harbour are you?
Oh,
I just drove past there the other day, actually. I drive up and down the east coast of Australia, from Cairns to Melbourne, so I'm always up and down and around.
Wow, looks like there might be two big bananas in Coffs Harbour by the end of it. Jenny, stop revealing your location. The lawyers at the company will not be happy with us. It's a security breach.
No, actually, you know what, Danny? I'm not in Coffs Harbour.
Great.
Tone it, Jen.
Look, the bull is full of energy, passion, pizzazz.
There was a lot of sparks there flying. What do you reckon, Jen?
He's okay, but what's he on? He's a truckie, love.
Mm. Oh, you mean money-wise?
No.
No, she means drugs-wise.
Oh, that thing.
Let's meet man number two. He's Max. He's just turned 18. He works in retail.
What?
He has his own car. He's 6'3", short hair and fit. Maxi!
How you doing, guys?
Maxi Bon.
Oh, his voice just cracked. This is great. What's your question?
Sweetheart, you sound lovely, but I got grandkids older than you.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be prohibitive.
As if, Jenny.
I'm a pedophile, sweetheart. I'm a cougar.
He's 18, Jenny.
He's of age, Jen.
He's fine.
Oh, I know, but that is just so wrong.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be so right.
Like I could introduce him to my 40-year-old son and say, hey, yeah, he's your little brother.
He could be...
However old you want me to be.
Your son could be Max's dad.
Yeah, don't even show your son about it. Don't even worry about that.
God! No, that is just... No, it's so wrong.
When the son's away, Granny's going to play.
Oh, mate. God, you're kidding me.
Let this
be a... I pride myself in younger guys, but, I mean, that's just prohibitive.
Let this be a lesson to all the grandmas out there, though. There are 18-year-old men and above willing to take on these cougars. Jake is man number three. He's 26. He works in construction. Brown hair, receding hairline. 180 centimetres tall. Loves enjoying life. What's your question to Jake, Jenny?
You sound interesting, Jake.
What was that, sorry?
Construction. What sort of construction?
Civil construction. I drive diggers and excavators and more diggers and bobcats.
Hot.
Do you own the business?
No, I don't own a business. I'm a team leader, though.
Oh, Jake, top dog.
Moving up. I'm moving up in the world.
Okay, and so what, do you work on the roads or something, or what do you do?
Yeah, on the roads, build subdivisions.
Okay, you sound very interesting, Jake. I quite like the sound of you.
This sounds like a phone sex hotline, at least how I always thought it would sound, to be honest, and I can just imagine...
Do you want me to do a phone sex hotline? I could do one for you. I don't know how, but I'll give it a shot if you want one.
Jenny, if you promise to just do one solitary moan, we'll let that on the air, but you can't get carried away. Just little moan, like, Jen. Hey. One little moan, and then we're back to business. Just give us one moan.
One moan, Jenny.
Stop squeezing in extra moans, mate. The time has come.
Hey, I'm here for your entertainment, sweetheart.
The time has come, Jenny. You must choose your soulmate, Bull, Max, or Jake.
Actually, I'm partial to Jake, even though he's 26.
Go on, Jen.
I'm partial to Jake. Is that the wrong call?
No.
No, that's
not
a good call.
The other girl said, oh,
geez.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Go on.
26 goes into 64 very well.
Whoa! Jake, do you take Jenny to be your lawfully wedded grandma cougar girlfriend?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
10 out of 10.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Jesus. This is huge. Jenny and Jake sitting in a tree.
Big age gap.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes Jenny, then comes Jake. Within the first couple of minutes, she's playing with his snake.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Hey.
What's the shitty sounding Spice Girls song?
Do not readjust your radio sets. That is just the audio geezer doing his finest work, manipulating the song.
Very good work from the geezer and his... Look at him in his little producer audio dungeon.
God, I tell you what, it's bloody dark in there. I don't know the last time he's seen sunlight, but he's got his money worth with this one.
Burritos in there.
Look, there are some very dodgy recordings of Spice Girl songs. Only the biggest of Spice Girl fans will be able to decrypt the audio messages that are coming through. Likely so, only the best Spice Girl fans will be able to see through the shitty audio quality in their first couple of shows over there in the UK and truly appreciate the live stage show Spice Girl reunion for what it is.
Appreciate it because with the bad noise, you know, you've seen the Spice Girls live. This is making history, Lakey.
It's all part of the spectacle, and we've got player number one, Erin, in Newcastle. Good evening. Happy Friday to you, Erin.
Thank you.
Big Spice Girls fan?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, warning. This is a real bad quality audio recording of a certain song. Just tell us the song. You'll score the in-season double pass to see Godzilla 2, King of the Monsters. Ready to go?
Yep.
Which one's this?
Viva Forever.
Whoa. Huge. Huge from you. Viva Forever, is that?
Wow, that was quick.
Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said.
Yep. You bloody nailed it, is what happened.
You're good, Erin. It was quick off the mark. Stay together.
Was it? You got the wrong lyric there, Erin, but prize for you. Sheridan in Melbourne, hello.
Hello.
We've got another song for you. Just tell us which one it is. If
right,
you get
we'll
it correct,
see.
Prize for you.
Oh, my God. I totally know what these are.
It's dodgy sound. Though. I mean, Shuey Louie, although it's really dodgy sound, she's at least got the crisp audio quality going through her cans. We must remember that Sharon's on her probably little tin phone.
Yeah,
it's
going to make it even worse.
Three, two,
I have no idea.
One.
No.
Oh, no.
Solid shizzer.
Two become one.
Never, never loved before.
Now make love to your baby. She's just breathing down the line. She's got a real Darth Vader about her tonight. Megan in Queensland, third and final call. Hello.
Hi.
We've heard how tough it can be out there.
I know. I'm a bit nervous now.
Well, this is the audio poor quality version of the song. Tell us what it is. Prize for you if you can. Oh, I mean, you're getting your money back if that's in the arena,
song.
Isn't it?
I could not hear anything, so I'm just going to guess, stop.
Oh, no!
Oh,
do you think you are? Do you think you are?
Melanie Chisholm really comes to the forefront in that song. No prize for you, though, unfortunately, Megan. Keep trying. Plenty more games tonight on the Danny Lakey Friday Night Game Show. If you do have your phone handy, get ready very soon. We are going back for Avengers. Those who listened to the show last week would understand how tough it was for six fully grown adults to count to 10 as a team. That did not work. We're going to try it again tonight.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, though, something that we did last night on the Danny Lakey Friday Night Game Show, never did we realise how tough it would be for six fully grown educated adults around the country to collectively and work as a team, try and count to 10. The only rules were that we couldn't repeat ourselves. We both couldn't speak at the same time. Anyone could chime in with one. Anyone else in those six could have chimed in with the two, then the three, the four, etc. Wasn't that easy. One.
Two.
Three.
Oh! No! One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Ah!
Oh, God.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Seven. Ah! We ruined it, Lakey. Oh, can I just say, we all sound like we're having so much fun. We're like,
this
stop
was the
it.
Funnest thing we did last week.
It was so much fun. Yeah. We do it every night.
Very difficult to do, and it's been burning in all of our bellies since last Friday, so we thought we'd try it again tonight.
There are six of us trying to count to 10. If we repeat ourselves, then we start again. Can six fully grown adults count to 10? Count to 10. Can we count to 10?
You think it would be easy? We've got myself, Shuey Louie, producer Jack, and the audio geezer now in studio as well. That brings us up to four fully grown, educated adults. We've got Lara in Cairns. Good evening to you.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. You are educated adult number five. And we've got Jamie in Newcastle. Good evening to you as well.
Hey.
All aware of how to play, I assume, ladies on the line?
Yep.
Anyone can kick it off. Now, we've only got five shots to try and get to 10. Of course, you guys are playing for in-season double passes to check out John Wick at the movies. Sounds easier than it is. Let us kick it off when any of us are ready. One.
Two.
Oh. Okay. All right. Now, that wasn't even a synchronized two.
No.
We've got to never be afraid to pull back on your two if someone else goes for the two, whether that was Jamie or Lara. All right. Here's the second shot, guys. All right. Let's not burn our lives too early here. What we've got to do is count to 10 collectively.
One.
Two.
Three. Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
No! I didn't get in there yet.
Lakey.
I was feeling left out. I left it till eight.
Feel left out and stick with it.
Sorry. Sorry, okay. Sorry. All right. Let's start again.
One.
Two.
Three.
Oh! God. Let's reset. We're getting too big for our bridges here.
Everyone breathe.
Everyone take a step back. Swallow their ego, right? No one needs to be the hero here.
Yeah.
This is our fourth time lucky. Only got five shots at this. Anyone?
One.
Oh.
Okay. Two.
Three.
No! Oh, wasn't even any of our fault.
We got one more shot.
Yeah.
Is this the last one already? This is what I mean. You think you got five shots, you think easy peasy now. All of a sudden reality set in here.
I'm going to give some pit talk here. Everyone just breathe slowly. Mm. Take your time because I reckon you can sense.
Can we say our name and then listen to our voice so that we can go one, two, three, four.
No. But you can breathe and I reckon you can sense it. You can vibe when someone's about to say it. So everyone just take your time.
Don't be afraid to go in with a rapid three straight after a two.
Oh, but now everyone's going to do it. You can't.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay,
it's not
going
to
work.
That's my tactic. Ignore me.
And ready. Go.
One.
Two. Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Who was that? No. Who was that? Was that you, Jamie?
It was someone on the phone did the second
Jamie,
nine.
I am mad.
Block that woman. Block that woman.
So close.
Oh, no. God. Well, we'll have to try again next week.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Oh, God. Shivers down your spines when I play this, eh? Bit of Huey's Cooking Adventures. Oh, yeah. Nothing better when you were sick home from school. You knew Huey meant business with his beef stock. That man would take so many shortcuts. This was a man. I'm sure producer Jack remembers Huey's Cooking Adventures, but this was a chef. I think he was Kiwi, actually, Huey.
I think he was.
He's got a Kiwi tinge about him. He would just take so many shortcuts. And he was hearty and wholesome. But at the end of the day, I was just remember thinking, my mum could make that easy. Mum doesn't cook. Always.
Yeah, I remember. And he just used to be just so happy all the time.
Oh, like, he was happy.
So chuffed with his meals.
He loved his meals. And most of the time it just consisted of like salt, pepper, and gravy.
Just chuck gravy on everything. Salad, apple pie.
He had this 1 litre like carton of fish stock or chicken stock or beef stock. Whatever the meal was, he's using a litre of some sort of meat stock in every meal.
He always used to just like add a little bit extra as well. Like that was a bit like, if you're a bit like me, you like a little bit more, cheese, just chuck that on there.
Have a soup of gravy by the end of it.
He would follow the recipe, but add like 1.2 servings of every single thing. Oh, yes. Huey, we love you. And that's why this next game is called this.
No cream in this version.
Huey, what is Huey cooking today?
So there's a few bits and pieces there.
Just a few bits and pieces.
What is Huey cooking today? It will be the last game tonight on the Danny Lakey Friday Night Game Show. We have gone back through the archives of some of Huey Hewitson's most famous dishes, and we'll play a little grab from him cooking on his Huey's Cooking Adventure. You just got to tell us. It'll be a multiple choice of what meal he is cooking. I think basic. I think real Huey basic stuff.
It's going to be very basic.
Yes. This is no Georgie Columbaris. This is no Matty Preston. This is no Gary Meehan. This is no Gordon Ramsay. This is no Jamie Oliver.
No, this is no
Heston Blumenthal. This is our very own Huey.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Friday Night Game Show around the country.
No cream in this version.
Huey, 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 Huey. What is Huey cooking today?
So there's a few bits and pieces there.
Few bits and pieces, no cream in this version. That's bizarre. I can't remember Huey making a meal without some cream in that version.
He's got a heap of cheese, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he would have gone double on the cheese. Yeah, probably. Yeah, easy on the cream because I'm going to put a whole tub of milk in there.
A whole block of cheese.
And, you know, should we? Actually, assistant cameraman, can you just grab a yogurt from the fridge? I'd like to put that in my casserole as well, thanks.
I can't remember an episode where he didn't say the word mozzarella.
Steph in Melbourne, you remember the great man Ian Hewitson?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, God, best cooking show at 1:30 on Channel 10 on weekdays. Far out. Look, this is a multiple choice. Right? We're going to go back through the Huey archives and play a very small grab from what he was saying as he's cooking the dish. You just got to tell us which one of the multiple choice dishes he was cooking at the time.
Sure.
All right, here's the grab.
It's my kind of food, it's tasty.
So we'll play it one more time for you.
It's my kind of food. It's tasty.
Think what his kind of food is. Very tasty. Was Huey cooking A, spicy fennel salmon with bok choy and scallions, B, prawn linguine with leek and spinach risotto, or C, couscous with capsicum?
Oh, I'm going to go B.
Oh, come on. You know Huey better than that. Think basic Huey. Think basic Huey.
Basic Huey.
Yeah.
He's an A.
Oh, God. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drink of it.
It's my kind of food. It's tasty.
He was just making couscous with capsicum.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was back in the bloody 90s.
This is not a joke. This is not a joke.
Oh, God.
He was making couscous and capsicum. That's the Huey way.
Good
That's
old Huey.
End it with a bang. Come on.
That's it.
That works,
Steph. Tell me how much you can polish a turd. If Huey's cooking couscous with capsicum, that's how I have to dispute the facts. John in Sydney, hello.
Yo, what's going on?
Everything. Last show of the night, or last break of the night, really, as far as the Danny Lakey Friday Night Game Show is concerned. This is your Huey grab. Listening carefully.
As long as you do them yourself, don't buy them pre-done. Not casting any aspersions on our butchers.
You're not casting any aspersions on our butchers. Remember that.
As long as you do them yourself. Don't buy them pre-done. Not casting any aspersions on our butchers.
Not casting any aspersions on our butchers.
It's got to be meat.
Of course, yeah, well, it's a meat. Yeah, that's for sure. Is it A, sticky pork ribs and a sesame roasted vegetable medley? B, pesto crumbed chicken with caramelised carrots and cauliflower? Or C, lamb cutlets with peas and mashed potato?
Hey.
No.
Oh, my good God.
Lamb cutlets with peas and mashed potato.
The others are too gourmet for Huey. Guys.
We just
too
need
late
to
pick, at night. Okay.
Just pick the most basic dish. That's all that we need to do for this. Thanks, John. Olivia. 4-1.
Hi.
Hello. Listen listen to this very carefully, all right? Listen to Huey. He's on a rant here.
Now, guys, I can't work out this craze, so I better do my version, hadn't I? Which, of course, is far better. Of course it is.
Of course it is. One more time.
Now, guys, I can't work out this craze, so I better do my version, hadn't I? Which, of course, is far better. Of course it is.
What was Huey cooking whilst he was saying that? Was he cooking A, Neapolitana baked eggs and quinoa? B, kale frittata with a pomegranate and ginger salad? Or C, avocado toast?
I'd have to say A and B sound delicious, but I'm going to go with C.
You're bloody
finally on you, Olivia. How dare you say he's cooking avocado on toast?
How do you turn that into a half-hour episode as well?
And you just sprinkle some salt and pepper and voila.
There we go.
Voila, how did that take half an hour?
He spent 10 minutes telling us on how not to mash the avocado like a potato and make sure it remained chunky.
Add some cheese and voila.
Well done, Olivia. Congratulations to you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.